Time for kids. Communities. Real world reading. Caption: Mesa Verde National Park in Colorado is home to 600 ancient cliff dwellings. At one time, thousands of people lived there. Living in the cliffs. The ancient Pueblo people are among the first peoples to live in the American Southwest. The history and the culture of these ancient peoples are not completely known. Historians know that around AD 1, the mysterious ancient Pueblo people arrived in the Southwest. At first, there was plenty of food and water for them to survive. But over time, the weather got hotter and drier. There was a scarcity of food and land for growing. The people had to move. The ancient Pueblo people moved from underground houses to above-ground dwellings. Many established or set up homes on the sides of cliffs. The cliff houses were safe from enemies and the weather. Around AD 1300, the ancient Pueblo people left their homes in the southwest. Some scientists think the dry weather forced them to leave. Luckily, many of their homes still exist. These ancient communities give us clues about what life was like for the ancient Pueblo people. Clues in a cave. Archaeologists are studying ancient objects in a rock shelter called Daisy Cave. The site is on San Miguel Island, near the California coast. Scientists think people began living in the cave at least 12,000 years ago. Thousands of years ago, North America was settled by immigrants or people who came from other countries. Immigrants from Asia traveled down the West Coast. Scientists are hoping to find out what kind of people lived there and why they came. Caption: San Miguel Island. Lone Star Attractions. Washington, Texas is a small town on the Brazos River, but it holds a big place in Texas history. Many state officials met there in March of 1836 to establish the Republic of Texas. At that time, the town was called Washington on the Brazos. Washington on the Brazos was the capital of Texas from 1842 to 1845. Then, when Texas became part of the United States, Austin became the new state capital. This historic town is now a park called the Washington on the Brazos State Historic Site. Visitors can see what it was like to live and work on a traditional farm in the 1850s and learn the story of the Republic of Texas. It is a popular state attraction. Caption: The first national flag of Texas was approved in 1836. It flew over the Republic of Texas until January 1839. Real world reading. Go West. How did railroads change the face of the Southwest? Before railroads arrived, not many people lived in the Southwest. Those who did were rugged pioneers and members of Native American tribes. However, the coming of railroads brought big changes in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. In 1869, the first transcontinental railway line was completed. For the first time, railroad tracks stretched across the United States. Over the next few years, more railway lines were built. Map key. Red slashed line. Railroad. Dot. City. Present-day boundaries are shown. This map shows the first railroad routes in the Southwest. Caption: In the late 1800s, many people rode across the country in elaborate rail cars. A quick trip west. Train travel helped settle the western United States. Before trains, it took 3 months to travel across the country. By train, it took only 8 days to go from New York to San Francisco. Moving west was easier, faster, and safer. More and more people were traveling west. Land was cheap, and the railroad companies made the Southwest sound great to Easterners. The railroads wanted people to settle there. It was good for business. New towns. Before long, new communities began to form along the train lines. Some towns began as camps for railway workers. That's how the city of Odessa, Texas, was established. Other older towns that had been built far from the railroad were not as lucky. They soon disappeared. Then there were lucky cities like Dallas, Texas. Dallas grew big because it was built at the crossing of several important train lines. Caption: Ranchers used the railroad to transport cattle in the 1800s. Farms and industry. Farms also sprang up because of railroads. Trains allowed farmers and ranchers to send crops and meat to the east and even to other countries. In return, trains delivered manufactured goods to the farms. This exchange turned some communities into shipping centers. Railroads also helped mining industries to grow by connecting mines with factories. That's why copper mining became very important in Arizona. Terrific trains. Fair Park in Dallas, Texas, is the home of the Museum of the American Railroad. It is one of the greatest railroad collections in the United States. The museum lets you walk through amazing old trains, including the Big Boy. A passenger train from the 1930s has a dining car, sleeping cars, and caboose. The museum plans to move to Frisco, Texas. There, it will continue to be a place where history comes alive. Caption: Visitors to the Museum of the American Railroad in Dallas can walk through Big Boy, the world's largest steam-powered train. A flood of people. By the end of the 1800s, the population of the West had grown a lot. Some settlers came from the eastern United States. Large numbers of immigrants came from Europe. Some people came from other countries, too. Workers from Mexico and China helped build the railway lines. Many built communities in towns and cities of the Southwest. Immigrants brought their knowledge and culture to the Southwest. They brought their traditional food and music, their ways of farming and building. Thanks to the railroads, America's culture changed and the Southwest became a region of diversity. Caption: Immigrants helped form the culture of the Southwest.